County officials wanted to learn more about the waste disposal habits of their residents, so they set up a waste composition study. They painstakingly picked through all of the garbage heading into the landfill, and what they learned, says Joe Suleiman, director of the county's Environment Management Department, is that a significant portion of recyclable material isn't going to the right place, including items banned from landfills, such as beverage containers and yard waste.
So when we take the entire waste stream and we look at it and say, what is recyclable or reusable, really less than 10% of that is being captured within the current systems that are available within New Hanover County.
Suleiman says most people don't understand what happens to the trash once it leaves their property. Even supposedly biodegradable waste decomposes much more slowly when it's dumped into a landfill.
Anytime we've dug into the landfill, we actually pull up waste that was deposited 15, 20, 30 years ago, say a newspaper, and when we pull it out, you can still read it as if you just got it off a newsstand shelf.
That's because the garbage is insulated from rainwater, oxygen, and other degrading elements. Suleiman says tomorrow's grand opening of the county's household hazardous waste facility is an important milestone in changing the way county residents treat their household trash. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.